Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, today we are broadcasting live from the house of Jennifer and Christopher and their great little lab mix puppy, Harley, who is in the middle of being rehabilitated right as we speak. Well, we hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and a wonderful new year and that everybody's getting back to normal. Well, one of the parts of that is, hey, it's 45 degrees in New Jersey. This is great. Nobody needs to move to Florida if we could keep this kind of weather up here. But there is another issue. We're going to have ticks very early, and some of the ticks might not even be dead in certain areas. So make sure that you keep your dogs healthy, keep them on their heartworm pills and on their tick preventatives so that you always keep your dog happy and healthy. Well, we at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids make sure that when we get a dog in, especially one from the South, we make sure that we've got those dogs on all kinds of good nutrition, which we're going to talk about again today on our show. And we also make sure that we give them the best of the best because they're our babies and they deserve it. We might not do the best for our husbands or our wives, but we're certainly going to do the best for our dogs. So have fun and hang on, people, because here we go. Let's talk about something right now which is near and dear to my heart, nutrition. How many people out there know what's in their dog food? Well, take a look while we're talking. Take a look at your dog food, and let's see what's in it. Now, would you give your dog the guts and the brains and the rectums, and what's in their bowels? Would you give your dogs things like that? Of course I wouldn't do it, but you may be doing that because you may be giving your dogs the very things we just talked about, and worse. Do you know that some of the things that go into dog foods, especially the inexpensive dog foods, the things that go into those dogs can actually cause cancers, tumors, and behavioral changes? Yes, they can. I am not kidding. So let's go through a list of things that you want to avoid. And Jennifer's going to write it down while I'm talking too, because we're here with little Mr. Harley, who's going through a whopper of a fear phase. All right. We want to avoid corn. Corn is indigestible even in humans. Anybody who's ever gone to a clam bake or a barbecue knows corn in, corn out. Well, corn also has corn syrup, corn sugar. What do they sweeten your Coca-Cola with, Jennifer? What's the first ingredient? High fructose corn syrup. It sure is. And in the Pepsi that's sitting here, that's the same thing. So you're giving your hyperactive, fearful, or dominant dog sugar. Now you wonder why your dog is hyper? He's eating stuff that they make sugars and sweeteners out of. That's not good. And the other problem with corn is it's indigestible, so they grind it up into a meal. So you don't see it coming in, corn out, but what you do see happening is your Pomeranian poops out a toy poodle. every time he goes to the bathroom because it's all fillers. It's cheap junk. So what do? Don't have things with corn in it, and you'll see some of your foods when you start looking at them. The foods have corn in them, so there are a lot of reasons to avoid corn. And the other problem is corn is a genetically modified crop, so it's not even like it's healthy. It's garbage. It's like Dolly the sheep. Okay, we all know about clones. It's the same kind of a thing. The next thing we need to avoid, folks, is wheat. Wheat is the number one food-related cause of allergies and also is related to aggression and anxiety in some dogs. There are certain breeds like pit bulls and a lot of the bully breeds who are super sensitive to wheat. You can see that because they get a lot of ear infections. They'll chew their legs, the pads of their feet, in between their toes. They'll have all kinds of delightful things like anal gland issues. They'll have sensitive stomachs. And what does your veterinarian do? He says, change the food. And you change the food, but he didn't tell you what to avoid because most vets are not nutritionists. Doesn't mean they don't know their stuff, because certainly they do medically, but most veterinarians do not study more than one class in vet school. As you all know, I lecture around the country, different vet schools, and one of the things is I really find people don't understand that the carnivore and a dog, even if a dog eats a little bit of whatever it was that the animal who it ate, but he is what he ate. So you are what you eat, but you are what you eat. So if you eat something and that animal was eating genetically modified or things with BHA, BHT, and all these things I'm going to talk about, you are also eating that. So wheat, no good. Remember that. Wheat can cause skin allergies, itching, allergies, hot spot. It can cause digestive woes. And because it's eaten and it goes in, it's systemic, so it can also cause inflammation in the brain and the ears and anything else. So you got to make sure you don't have wheat. That means no pizza crust, Jennifer and Christopher. We're eating pizza here tonight. The dog cannot have pizza because the pizza crust is wheat. No pasta, or if you're Italian, no macaroni. All right. The next thing we need to avoid is soy. Soy causes gas. So in a little dog, it makes them, well, makes them fart. And we're on radio, and we're private here, so I can say the word fart. But it makes dogs gassy. Now, in a big dog, especially one with a big capacious or very long chest, like a Rhodesian Ridgeback, a Great Dane, a Boxer, it can cause so much gas expansion in their stomach that it can be a torsion or a twisting of the stomach. It's called bloat. Bloat kills. Even if your dog is on the emergency room on a table, the dog can still die. In a little cute little puppy like our Harley, who has a deep chest, and as he gets older, his chest will expand downward, it could potentially cause him to bloat. That's also why we want to lift up the food bowl and the water bowl so the dog isn't sucking in a lot of air while he's eating. So, remember, no corn, wheat, soy. Now, here's the next list of ingredients. No BHA and no BHT, because those are chemical preservatives that extend the shelf life of food for like 100 years, so your grandkids can be giving their dogs the same toxic gunk because it's preserved. It won't be rancid, but it's certainly not good. So, no BHA, BHT. The other problems with BHA and BHT is they cause cancers. They're carcinogenic. They are tumorigenic, which means they cause tumors, and they cause behavioral changes. A child with autism, the first thing you do is get them off of wheat and gluten. Second thing you do is get them off of chemicals. No BHA, no BHT. We're going to come back in a moment. I'm going to expand on some other things that you're going to have to be careful with your dogs. But remembering that the dogs are eating all these chemicals and preservatives, and they can't process it out, we can't process it out. And this is why a lot of dogs, especially Labs and Goldens and things that tend to put on a little bit of extra weight, these animals wind up with a lot of tumors and lumps and bumps all over them because that is stored. All these chemicals and toxins are stored in the body, in the fat deposits. And that's why everybody is nodding out there and going, oh, yeah, my neighbor's lab has these lumps and bumps. He's probably eating really crummy food. So we're going to come back in a moment, and I know you're going to stay tuned. Go get your bags of food. Go get your cookies. Go get your treats, your bacon strips, your snossages, because we're going to continue on with a list of toxic bad ingredients in a moment. Stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog, and For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Why are you feeding your dog's food that is going to be toxic for it and killing it and giving it tumors and behavioral changes? Come on, people. We spoke about avoiding corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT. Now let's get into some of the other ones. Byproducts. Ooh, what's a byproduct? Well, you know when you go to the place like Boston Market or Costco and you get that yummy rotisserie chicken? No, not that part, because humans can eat that. Byproducts are labeled that humans can't eat byproducts because they have gunk in them. But guess what is in byproducts? The eyeballs, the brains, the rectums, the livers and kidneys, which wouldn't be bad except that those are the filtration systems of the body. So all the toxic stuff that the thing that you're eating ate are all concentrated into a nice, delicious byproduct. That's not even the grossest thing. Let's get into the next level down. Animal digest. What is animal digest? I will tell you, because you guys know I will tell you everything. Animal digest is the stuff that can't even be labeled as a byproduct because it's that bad. So animal digest is basically everything that they can't use. So like, let's say everything in the digestive tract from the stomach down to the rectum, anything that was in from when it was alive to after it passed away, that's animal digest. Meaning, yes, it's actually excrement that has not come out of the body yet. That's animal digest. Oh, wait, there's another way they label that. It's also called meat byproduct or meat digest, or another one, natural flavoring. Natural flavoring just means it came from the animal. It doesn't mean it's good for the animal. It can actually be the animal digest. So this is gross, people. Oh, my gosh, it's nasty. But not only is it disgusting, It's toxic for your dog. You guys freak out when your dog is coprophagic, which coprophagia is poop eating. It grosses you out, but you're giving them food that adds that in as an actual ingredient. That's gross. Here's really gross. Do you know that a meat or meat byproduct or animal digest can also be from a euthanized horse, euthanized cow, euthanized shelter pet? Where do you think all the bodies go when they euthanize dogs? Some of them go into dog food. As disgusting as that sounds, yes, that happens. So, truth in labeling. Make sure you know what you're feeding your dog. If it says chicken, that means it's U.S. quality human-grade chicken. If it says chicken meal, it's already not usable for humans. So if it doesn't say the actual name of the meat, it's not that meat, and it's not human-grade. Now, the last thing, and this is really kind of gross, too, propylene glycol. Do you know what propylene glycol is, you guys who change your own fluids in the winter? Propylene glycol and ethylene glycol, those are antifreeze components. That's what makes antifreeze sweet. They're sugar molecules, glycol, right? And that means that your dog is actually eating stuff that can be toxic, that can keep liquids from freezing in the winter. They also started adding it back to human drink drops, the cheap human drink drops, not the good ones that we pay $8 for, but the cheap ones, the off-brand ones. And please, people, anything made in China, it's no good. Anything made in China. Remember years and years ago we had that scare with the melamine in Chinese, in the food and some of the things that were made in China. Do you know why that was? I actually had the client, the guy who was the head scientist on that project, and he was the researcher. And I had said to him, wow, that got in accidentally. He said, no, it wasn't an accident. Did you know that if you ground up melamine into a powder and you add it to food, it will false positive for nitrogen, which is how they test for protein content. So not only wasn't your dog getting the protein it was supposed to be getting, it was being poisoned. And there were a lot of dogs around the country who were poisoned by melamine. Don't buy anything made in China. Don't buy dishes made in China. Don't buy pots and pans made in China. I'm sorry, the Chinese people out there, and I'm sure you're not buying stuff made in China. You're going to buy stuff made in U.S. or Europe because they're more careful about things. So you got to be really careful what's in the food, and you don't always know what's in it. You know, like I always say, you don't know what you don't know. So we're avoiding corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene glycol. There's something else called ethoxyquin. They don't really put that in much anymore, but be aware. Now, what are good? Well, you got to have some kind of preservatives. Citric acid isn't horrible. Mixed tocopherols, which is T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-A-L-S, or O-L-S, mixed tocopherols, those are okay. That's a natural source of vitamin E. There's got to be some kind of preservative, but the fewer ingredients there are, the better. You don't want stuff that's going to be gunk and junk that's going to get into your dog's body, not only cause cancers and tumors, but it's also going to poison your dog. So we got to make sure we do the best for our dog. Now, how much food should you be feeding Fluffy or Knucklehead or Harley? Well, you want to go by what the dog looks like. And this is a really good idea. There are things called body scores. You body score the dog or a horse or whatever animal at a 1 to 5. If you can imagine a 3 being normal, what would that be? Think of show dogs. When you watch TV shows and you see these beautiful dogs running around the ring, those are perfect body scores. That's what you want your dog to look like. He should have a very slight little indentation by his waist on both sides. He should have his ribs that you can feel the ribs, but you shouldn't really see the ribs. If he's skinny, and sometimes a dog who's fearful or nervous or in a fear phase can be a little thinner, it's okay as long as he's acting all right. If you're going to be spaying or neutering your dog, just remember that if he's fat when he's going in or she's going into a spay or neuter, he's going to or she's going to probably put weight on later on. So for the dog to be like a 2.5 on the scale where he's just a little thinner, that's okay, but you don't want to get much less than that. Also, dogs, as they get older, when a dog gets older, you might want to have a couple of extra pounds on a big dog just in case he stops eating or he doesn't feel well. But if your dog has hip issues or elbow issues or it has joint issues, then you don't want to put the extra weight on. So these are the great questions to ask your veterinarian. Don't ask him about the food, unless he's a good natural homeopathic vet, but ask him about the body weight. If your vet says, yep, Fluffy looks wonderful, then that's what you want to do. Now, what are some things that can influence the way a dog processes food? If a dog is very fearful, if he's very anxious, if he's a high-energy dog, he's going to be harder to put weight on. You can give him a little higher protein content and a little higher fat content. But don't give a high-protein, high-fat diet to an older dog because you'll shut down his kidneys. You'll give him all kinds of things like pancreatitis. Again, talk to your veterinarian. And, you know, don't be afraid to question your veterinarian. And if he doesn't answer or she doesn't answer your questions, you know, it might be time to find a new one. There's some amazing veterinarians out there, and they're just so, only so happy to talk with you. If your veterinarian rushes you in and out the door when you're paying $100 to walk in to get his opinion, you might want to go somewhere else. But for the most part, ask your veterinarian questions and have him or her help you to understand what the proper body score is for your dog and what he should look like. Well, we're going to be right back in a few seconds, so stay tuned because we're going to talk about how much to feed Fluffy. Hang on, for the love of dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf and Jennifer and Krister Del Valle. Chris is out getting the bag of dog food, and we're going to be reading labels now. All right, people. I remember I said before the last break, go get your bags. We're going to go grab what Jen's got here, which is some snossages. Let's see what's in these snossages. So now we're going to bust everybody. We already found out that Jennifer's food has wheat flour, wheat flour, wheat, 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 and let's see what else it has. Ground wheat, oh, corn gluten meal. Then it has rice and it has chicken fat, but that's okay because fat is anti-cancer. Just want to make sure it's from a chicken or from a source. Okay, so our food failed, Jen. Hey, now wait a minute. Let's read the ingredients on the begging strips or whatever they are. Wheat flour, corn sugar, that's always good, and then regular sugar, and all kinds of chemicals that are preserved with BHA, wheat flour, water, dextrose. Oh, this is just yummy. Oh, and we've got our pepperoni. Sorry, pepperoni company. But this is a good one. Ooh, meat byproducts. What is meat? What is a meat? What kind of animal does a meat come from? That's like a nauga hide. What kind of animal is a nauga? And we've got soy grits and sugar and propylene glycol. Oh, my Lord. Salt, that's fine. Garlic powder. Well, we finally got something these dogs can eat. And BHA. Ooh, and red dye number 40. I forgot that one. That's carcinogenic, too. Now, this is a real pretty little label here. We've got, ooh, this is a really strange one. It has chicken in it. That's amazing. But now our second one is corn syrup, soy flour, wheat flour, corn starch, water, propylene glycol, animal fat preserved with BHA, red 40. This is not good. And you wonder why your dog isn't feeling well. That would be like you guys eating fast food 24/7 and being on, like, barbiturates and going all over the place and going, I can't calm down. Well, people, look what you're feeding your dogs. Now, some of you guys who have been listening to the show longer, you've got some good foods that you're using. But it doesn't matter if you're feeding the best food in the world and then you're giving them treats that have wheat flour and cornstarch and sugar and propylene glycol and BHA, he might be allergic to that. So anybody who's got a dog with allergies or hyperactivity or any kind of behavioral issues, first look at the sources of his food. Now, I've seen people, and a very well-known New York DJ who's a friend of mine, he argued with me for about 15 minutes. He said, no, I feed my dog ground turkey and vegetables and organic brown rice, and I know exactly what my dogs are eating. I said, hey, buddy, you got two Cocker Spaniels. They are very sensitive to wheat. Are they having constant ear infections? And he said, well, yeah, they are. That, yeah, but he doesn't get any wheat. I know he doesn't. I feed him everything. I don't give him any human food. And I said, okay, great. Question, what kind of cookies you give him? Oh, I give him milk bones. Four out of the five first ingredients are wheat. Now, how do you read an ingredient label? Because everybody always asks me, well, how do you know how much of this stuff is in it? The first ingredient is greater by weight than the second. And the second one is greater than the third. The third is greater than the fourth. So if four of the first five, let's say, are wheat, and let's say there's 20% wheat flour, there's 19% wheat bran, and there's 18% wheat gluten, and there's, you know, 16%, you know, ground wheat, whatever it is, and they change the ingredient a little bit. So now you have 75% of the food is made of wheat. When you get down to salt, salt is usually 1%. So anything below salt is usually 1%. Anything above that is more than 1%. So that's how you can kind of get down there. Now, the foods you use, if you're going out there, if you can just remember to avoid corn, wheat, and soy, even if you only remember those three, and you look for a food, the companies who give you the good super premium foods, which are going to keep your dog healthy and happy and out of your vet's office, maybe that's why vets recommend certain brands that have lots of corn and crap in them. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to say that. But if you can make sure that your dog is eating healthy, and your dog's not eating gunk and junk, he's going to feel better. He's going to behave better. So it's really, really important. All right, so you know what to do. Now, how much food do you give your dog? Usually, if you have, let's say, a dog who weighs about 15 pounds, he should probably be eating about two-thirds of a cup, between a half and two-thirds of a cup a day. If you have a dog who's about 60 pounds, and he's growing, he might need 6 or 7 cups of food. But it depends on his body. It depends on the quality of the food. If your dog's eating food that has lots of corn and fillers like soy and cellulose, which, by the way, is ground either tree bark, cork, or corn stalks, cellulose is fiber. There are things, if he has a lot of beet pulp, there are certain ingredients that are major, major fillers. So if he's eating all that and his body isn't processing it, he's only getting a certain percentage of that that he's going to be able to use. So the higher quality of the food, the less you have to feed. So if you take a real junk food like Healthful, Flavorful, Awful, I won't say the rest of it, and it's got everything including propylene glycol, your dog might need to have, like if you read on the side, might need to have 6 cups, 7 cups a day. Well, how about if you have a dog that's not going to eat 6 or 7 cups a day? Well, my dogs, my Ridgebacks, they're not going to eat 6 cups a day, and certainly not of healthful, flavorful, awful, full. They're going to eat maybe 3 or 4 cups, if that. So the higher quality of the food, the greater the amount of nutrition in it, the less you have to eat. So think about if you're eating a lot of gunk and junk and potato chips and all, how do you get all the nutrition? Well, this brings me to my next point. When you look at the label on the side and it says, and you're looking at the bag, and hopefully you guys are looking at the bag and throwing everything in the garbage right now and going out tomorrow and ordering some great food. By the way, one of the companies we purchase our food from is called uspetexpress.com, our good friend Ted Kang. And if you call uspetexpress.com, he will actually give you only the foods that have no corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT byproducts, and most are organic. If you look at the side of your label on your food, it will say an amount you have to feed the dog per pound or per age or per size. Well, how do they come up with that? Why would you have to give your dog 8 cups of food? You might have seen those commercials. You'll have to give 82 cups or bowls of X brand cereal to equal the nutrition in one bowl of Y brand cereal. Well, guess why? Because the vitamins and nutrients and the amount of good stuff in there is so small that you have to eat 8 cups in order to get the vitamins and minerals and nutrition in that. But if you're not eating all kinds of corn, wheat, soy, and fillers and junk, and you're eating a higher quality protein source, that's actually a protein source from something we recognize, you don't have to feed as much because it's a more concentrated food. So that's why cheap food, and especially the foods that have a lot of advertising, the more advertising they have on the outside, the less money they spend on the inside. So if you know that food and you say, oh, they advertise that all over. My dog, Fluffy, loves it. My last dog lived to 82 years of age eating this food. Well, you know what? Some people smoke 3 packs a day and live to 100. But most people smoking 8 packs a day are not going to live to 100. So same thing with your dogs. Definitely stay tuned. We got some more great stuff coming up on For the Love of Dog. Definitely don't go away. We'll be right back.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsnsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf, broadcasting live from Jennifer and Christopher's house. Yes, Jennifer's mom, she really is on the radio. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between organic and natural and everything else. Natural just means it comes from nature. Well, guess what? Corn stalks and wood come from nature. So if they are adding beet pulp or dried, God knows what, egg product, what is dried egg product anyway? Wouldn't you just add an egg? Does it say in a recipe, add dried egg product? No, that means it's processed. Same thing as processed American cheese food. Instead of just saying, it's American cheese. There is no such thing as American cheese. If it were cheese, it wouldn't need to be wrapped like that, it wouldn't look like that, and it wouldn't be able to be made of the same thing as, I believe, plastic. I think it's one molecule away or one atom away from plastic. Ooh, that's delicious. And you probably could, you know, use it and make a car out of it if you just let it kind of dry out a little bit. All right, so what do we got to do? Organic. There's only one company, one group that certifies organic for human stuff. It's called Oregon Tilth. I'm not going to tell you the food I use, although I will tell Jennifer when we're done. But it's an organic food that is made in the U.S., and it's certified organic by Oregon Tilth, which means it is the highest quality, not only human grade, but organic human grade. You can't have a recall on something that's organic because it's been certified individually to make sure that everything in it is organic. There's no chemicals, pesticides, preservatives. So I will tell Jennifer the food in a moment. But for you guys, you can look up different foods. Now, if it's organic, it doesn't mean it's all organic. It's only got to have a certain percentage. It's somewhere between 30 and 70%. Now, the food I use is like 99.5% organic. But look up the things. Now, here's the problem. You'll say, I found an organic food, but it's still made with wheat. Wheat can be raised organically. But organic means that there's no chemicals, pesticides, preservatives, anything added to it, and that the ingredients are certified to be organic, which means they're human grade. Now, the one problem is if you ever see the ingredient chicken meal, even if chicken meal is from an organic animal, you cannot certify it as organic. So even if it's from an organic animal, it's still going to be listed as chicken meal. All right, that's just a little aside. Now, we're talking about natural. All that it means is it's derived from nature. Then you see holistic, which holistic basically means nothing. And a lot of the wording we see, it's just ways of advertising, ways of marketing. And unfortunately, some of the best foods that used to be out there, and I won't say it, but it's a color that it's one of my favorite colors, and it's the color of the sky, but it used to be one of the best foods out there. Unfortunately, these big companies are taking over and trying to make money. And as soon as they start advertising and putting money on the outside of the bag, they're going to take money away from the inside of the bag. And I'd rather, for my company, that the food that I use, I'd rather that they raise the price $2, but keep it the quality I want. And you guys have to think about this. Pay me now, pay me later, right? If you're going to pay now and you're going to get a good organic food, your dog isn't going to be eating chemicals and pesticides and preservatives that are going to not only change his behavior, but cause him to have cancers, tumors, behavioral changes later in life. Another thing you want to do, add a little spoonful of organic whole milk or part skim yogurt, any organic yogurt. Dairy products are super, super important to have organic because, like, chickens don't give milk, do they? Well, no. Cows give milk, but because cows live a long time, if you had, let's say, beef liver versus chicken liver, because I do want to talk about this. A lot of people like to give the liver, and that's fine as a treat. But remember, it is a filtration system of the body, and it does have toxins in it, natural toxins, even in an organic animal. It's still going to have the toxins. But if you give it once in a while as a treat, it's great. If you're going to give your dog something, give it chicken liver. Chickens live a shorter amount of time. Therefore, they ingest fewer chemicals and toxins versus a cow who might have years of this toxin. A chicken might only have it for a few months. So there's other things. Now, same thing with milk. Whatever the cow eats, if it's not organic, it's going to come right into the milk. That's why pregnant women and women who are lactating or nursing cannot have certain chemicals or medications because it comes through the milk. Think about it. So organic dairy products, real important. Well, yogurt not only is very important for a developing baby, it's also very important for a developing dog. So your puppy, when he's starting to go through his growth phases and you see his ears starting to twist and turn and get funky, that can be from a lack of calcium. Now, you also have to be careful in a larger, long-legged dog to make sure that his growth plates don't grow too quickly. Because sometimes you'll have a dog, especially Great Danes, Ridgebacks, the taller, lankier dogs, or a lab mix who's got that tall, lanky body, you'll sometimes see the growth plates get really big. Now, that's your wrist. If you look down at your wrist, the top and bottom of the wrist joint, that's your growth plates. If you see those getting large on your dog after about 16, 17 weeks, it can mean sometimes that they have too much protein and calcium and you want to cut it down for a week or two until they no longer have that bump. But you've got to make sure they have enough because when they're teething between 4 and 6 months particularly, and some of the larger dogs even up to about 8 or 10 months, when their teeth are coming in, the body's going to naturally remove the calcium from other parts of the body to put into the teeth, and one of the main areas that comes from is the ears. Ah, there you go. That's why the ears start flying away and curling, and people bonnet them and tie them down. Don't do that. Just give your dog a little bit extra calcium when that happens. But again, talk to your veterinarian to make sure your dog is healthy and getting everything he's supposed to have. Now we're going to talk about little dogs with nutrition. Why is it that people who own little dogs give them all this gooky, gooey, canned, and mushy foods that come in little, pretty little packages, and they rot their teeth out? So the aggressive Chihuahua that I just did that was 4 years old was attacking everyone. It bit me, and guess what? The dog didn't have teeth. The dog was biting me, and I literally had my hand in his mouth laughing. And the lady says, "But Janice, my dog is biting you." And I said, "But look, he has no teeth," because they all rotted out because he was on canned food. So canned food is okay, but if you stay tuned for our last segment, I'm going to give you some really great economical ways to give your dog really nice treats with his food that are going to cost pennies and save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year, which you can then go put into the vitamin supplement that I use and that all of our people at United Canine Professionals use. So we are going to talk a little bit more about little dogs and canned food, and then we're going to wind up with some really awesome stuff in a little bit. If you have questions, if you have viewer email, if you have anything that you want to add or you want us to talk about here on For the Love of Dog, you can email us at UnitedK9Professionals.com and look at our site. We will help you. You can Facebook friend us or go to BBS Radio and look for the Love of Dog. And you can also go on Facebook friend us on our For the Love of Dog show or From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, and we will get your emails and we will answer your questions. And if you know anybody who's looking for a career to help us to help more dogs out there, and they're anywhere in the U.S. or Europe or Australia, we want to hear from you. So stay tuned because we're going to talk about gunk and junk and little dogs in a moment on For the Love of Dog.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, we're going to talk about little dogs and nutrition and puppies and nutrition. Little dogs and puppies and all dogs need to eat healthy. One of the great things that you can do if you want to cook for your dog is you can make your own stuff up. Again, talk to your veterinarian who's going to recommend their own food, but talk to them and make sure you're on a good diet. What's a great thing to do is get a good quality organic kibble, like I'm going to tell Jennifer in a minute. Yes, Mom, she's still on the radio. And you can take organic brown rice that you can go to one of the big stores for, like a Costco, BJ's, anything like that. Walmart, they all have organic, so buy organic brown rice. If you have a pressure cooker or if you have a rice cooker, you can do this. Now, if you have a pressure cooker, you can actually take a whole organic chicken, literally just remove the innards and especially the bag that the innards come in, and you can put that chicken in a pressure cooker with organic brown rice, with some carrots, with some celery, with a little bit of broccoli, not too much because it can cause gas, a little bit of kale, a little bit of spinach, some sweet potatoes. You can use some regular potatoes and cut it all up, put it in there, and cook it up. Now, what you do, because obviously you're going to have a big, giant mess of this stuff, if you don't have a pressure cooker, then just debone the rotisserie chicken. You can go get one, and, you know, if you want to get organic, that's great too. But if you want to just get a nice rotisserie chicken from your local supermarket, debone that, put that in with the rice and all the other vegetables. And what you can do, use brown rice. Brown rice makes things go through. If your dog gets a little bit of diarrhea, you can use a little bit of white rice instead. And put it into, when they got it all cooked up and it's all mushed up, just put this stuff into ice cube trays as if you were making little popsicles when you were a kid. Freeze this, so mush it out, just like lay it out in there so you go right across the top of the ice cube tray. Break them up. Put them into a Ziploc freezer bag, and then every couple of days you take 2 or 3 of these little ice cubes out, and they're all that nice stuff, maybe cost you 5 cents each, and it's the cheap way, the healthy way. Instead of buying cans that cost $4 a piece, you've got organic food. Then take that little ice cube tray, little piece you've got in there, and put a little bit of warm water in it. Make it into a gravy and add that to your dog's food, and he will love you for it. And if you really want to get adventurous on a very cold, snowy New Jersey day, which we haven't had in a while, you can do some ground beef or ground turkey or anything or mixture of meats and then use that, and then you can do the chicken. And this way you can have a little variety, and it literally is pennies, and you know exactly what's in the food. So that's a really great thing. Now, the one problem with people who are doing raw or people who are cooking for their dogs is no matter what you could possibly put in, you can't possibly have all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that you need in that one food because you're not adding enough of the things that it comes from. I doubt if you're grinding up shark cartilage. I doubt if you're grinding up vitamin C pills. And even so, you got to be careful because you don't know how much you'd have to put in for the dog. That's why Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals and I use for my show dogs a supplement called NuVet. It's NUVET.com. If you tell them you heard about it from Merlin's Kids, Not that anything happens, you don't win a prize, but, you know, they're going to appreciate knowing that you're doing what we're doing for our dogs, because when we place a free service dog that would cost $30,000 or more from somebody else, and now you're giving them what you're giving your dog, what we're giving our dog, that shows that you know what to do, and it shows that you care about your dog. Now, if you're ordering, you can use, which is our order code, is 40560. You can't just call them up for whatever reason and order it. You got to have that order code, 40560. It's newvet.com. Now, if you have a puppy, if you have a young dog who's healthy, they don't have problems. By the way, they make it for cats as well. But if your dog is healthy and he doesn't need any additional supplements, one new vet for every 50 pounds. So if you have a 50-pound dog, you can give him one. If you have a dog who's had demodectic mange, or he has any kind of nutritional issues, or he came from a large litter, and, you know, he's sometimes got allergies and itching and hot spots, you can double that. It's water-soluble. It's not going to hurt him. It has glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, vitamin C, shark cartilage, oil of evening primrose. Go on the website, because it's, I mean, I can't even tell you, I can't even list everything. I couldn't read you everything that's in it. But then you know that your dog is getting everything, especially if the side of the bag of your dog food says to feed your dog 6 cups of food and he's eating 3, means he's only getting half the nutrition he needs. By giving him the vitamin supplement, at least you know he's getting everything he needs. So even if he's not eating the calories, he's getting the nutrition. Now, if your dog is an older dog, if your dog has health issues, if he has hip issues, anything like that, where he's kind of, you know, maybe he's not getting around quite like he used to, or you just want to make sure that he's not going to have a problem, you can also use the other supplement that they have at the New Vet Company, which is called New Joint, which is N-U-J-O-I-N-T. So don't waste your money on it if your dog is young and healthy and he's fine. You don't need to. But as your dog gets older and he stops moving quite so well, and all of a sudden you notice that, oh boy, Fluffy's not really moving like he used to. Ah, he's 8 and a half, and, you know, he's been a little heavy, and maybe he didn't have the best start in life. So then you're able to actually, you know, kind of undercut the amount of food you normally would have to give, because, you know, if you give what they say on the side of a cheap dog food bag, you're going to have an obese pet. But the New Vet is awesome. Now, there are some other supplements out there, some different things. I've tried pretty much everything, but the New Vet is, I just love it. I mean, that's what my dogs love, and they basically got to hide it because I call it doggy drugs. Man, they love it. So there are definitely some other supplements. Now, what's the difference between getting a powdered supplement and a pill form supplement? Well, the pill form, or the wafer like New Vet has, is much better because you know exactly how much there is in each pill. The problem with powders, even if they're from a good company, is think about when you get that powder and it kind of, well, it kind of, they shake it and make it move, and the larger particles are up on top, and the smaller particles are on the bottom. So if you're getting from the top of the vat, you got more big particles. If you've got from the bottom of the vat, you got more small particles. And if it's in the middle of the vat, you probably have what you're supposed to have. Well, with a pill, they as it shakes, it shoots the stuff out there, and it all gets pretty well combined, and you get pretty much exactly what you're supposed to have. Really, really important, because it's similar to the generic drugs. Generic drugs aren't always the exact same thing. If it's a brand name, it's got to be perfect because their quality control is off the wall. So, wow, we've covered everything with nutrition today, haven't we? Jennifer's head is spinning, and Chris is back on his cell phone going, I can't take anymore, and she's still going to be here when the radio show ends. So, people, we've only got a few seconds. I just wanted to thank you all. Remember, we're still looking for more people to join us at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, and more volunteers and foster homes needed, and people who want to train service dogs and do things in the schools with our in-school service dogs and the training program. You can contact Merlin's Kids at 855-HI-WYATT. Yes, it's 855-HI-WYATT. And you can also contact us at 855, the number 4, K9Pros, P-R-O-S, 855-4-K9-PROS. And don't forget to take good care of your dog. Be happy and healthy. And definitely change your dog's food, because I'm going to yell at you next week if you don't. God bless. Have everybody have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a great weekend. Stay happy, healthy, and see you next time on For the Love of Dog.